Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Todd Burge, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Brad Becker, the host of Red Barn Radio, and tonight we are here with Todd Burge. And if you look at Todd's discography, we can say that it's fun and fulfilling to be a fan of Todd's. He has lots and lots of music to listen to, and most recently, Todd has a couple of live recordings, one with a video, is that right? The live in Orlando, is that right?
That's live in Orlando.
So, true?
I just like to say that. It's live. Awesome. It's a live recording in Orlando, and the White House there in Orlando. It's just a beautiful home. This guy has built his home for house concerts. Benoit Glazer.
Benoit.
Yeah, he's actually a conductor for Disney, Cirque du Soleil, or how do you pronounce that?
Cirque du Soleil.
What he said. That's what he does or did anyway last year when I was there. And as I'm performing, they have an artist on stage creating art, and it's just a cool thing there.
I wonder what the natives thought as Washington rode their river so pristine. Then forced to follow his direction, be it hell or be it heaven, made to swim up his stream. The story is as old as the mountains tall and green. They used to scrape a skyline of a state that once was clean. Change, change, if not at all, stay the same. Change, change. We've got to break and make some change. Granddad had a can from the plant along the river on his roof. was 1972. Issued by some man to measure how much toxin the plant had been letting loose. Now the numbers are in, they've been crunched and wadded up. They toss them in the river and our children drink them up. Change, change, if not at all, we'll stay the same. And make some change. Short-term gain is taken away. Everything our great state has got to gain. And when there's nothing left to lose, our kids will pack it up and simply move away. It's true what they say, mountaineers are always free in their hearts and minds with freedom to leave. Change, if not at all, we'll stay the same. Same, same. Change, change. We've got to break and make some change.
You do so much funny stuff, but there's some poignancy in there. Makes me think of sometimes of Loudon Wainwright. I always wonder, could Loudon do a protest song? I don't know that he can make that. I don't think that people will let Loudon do a protest song.
He has them.
Does he?
Oh, yeah, he has protest songs. And, you know, when...
Is it just, you know, outright sort of explicit protest, or is it sort of implied protest?
He was on a run where he would do very timely protest songs and release them, you know, weekly or whatever, and some of them really heavy. I really admire him as an artist. That he is hilarious at times, and he's really heavy, and I like that roller coaster, you know, the ride that you go on when you listen to his stuff.
How about that song of his hitting you?
That's an example of a song, yeah, about falling off and smacking his kid in the back seat of the car and seeing the handprint and how the guilt that he felt and how the damage that did.
Yeah, and he writes a lot about his dad. And do you get into that? Do you write about your parents?
Never.
Okay.
I would never write about my parents.
If this tree could talk, he would cuss at us for carving our names in his bark. Happy were we as we cut that old tree, but to him it was way too sappy. Our carving outlasted our love, I guess. A sap stopped a sad, sticky mess. Now you belong to him as I belong to you. And this tree should be telling me some truth. Our pocket full of posy is imposing on you as I ring my final thoughts around the rosy. You belong to him as I belong to you, and this tree should be telling me some truth. This old tree will live rings around our lives, I guess. And as most folks post their love on someone's wall, I walk up here each fall and I'll talk to the tree with the scars of the love of you and me. With the scars of the love of you and me.
You talked about being in groups.
People called it punk rock. I didn't think of it as punk rock, but it was abrasive, yet it was melodic, and we weren't like politically not much of a political slant to it. This band I was in called 63 Eyes, you can dig them up easily online. We would go on tour and we'd come back home when there wasn't any place for us to play in Parkersburg, West Virginia, but we didn't want to be on the road all the time. So we loved country music. We'd never played it, and we went around to like the animal lodges and all that, and to see what was happening. And it was mostly bands doing old time rock and roll, and
Freebird, like
the song old time rock,
yes,
exactly,
right.
And southern rock and stuff of that sort. Hank Williams, and we thought, let's just do rockabilly, you know, do some rockabilly songs. Hank Senior. And rockabilly, and maybe some Dwight Yoakam, and some original stuff we thought we could write in that vein. And so we doubled as this band called Triple Shot. And so we'd play the animal lodges, and they would all be requesting Freebird and old time rock and roll as we were playing and stuff like that. We found that there was a reason all those bands were playing that. They were giving the people what they wanted. But we did that for years, and really, what a musical... growing experience musically. I played bass in that band, and to be covering George Jones songs and things of that sort, and really learning how these great artists, you know, country artists, laid out these songs, and learning the way they vocalize things, and things that seem to be really simple really were just kind of magic, you know, and you're trying to cover that. It was really a lesson in music. I mean, we learned, you know, 60 songs in a night. We'd play five sets sometimes. And
our friend's pup just threw up in the kitchen by the door. That bad boy sure ain't good with his number two falling on my floor. Who knew that you, good dog? I didn't know. 'Cause when I whistle, you do come at a steady pace, and no matter where from, and you sit there so politely and wag your tail while I strum, and I think, who knew that you? Found underground was not in your lost and found. Took me 6 years to get a clue, but for you it seemed like 42. Who knew that you were the good dog, hey boy, hey boy, hey boy, hey boy.
good dog, good dog.
Yeah. I was wondering where you got your idea to do an album of kids' tunes.
The Good Dog was a throwaway, the daily song I was talking about earlier, how I write every day. And I just wrote it. It came out. I thought that's a throwaway song. My wife said, people are going to like that song. You have to do that song. I started playing that song, and she was right. She's always right when it comes to songs that people will dig, you know. And she was right about that one. My son was about maybe 3 or 4 at the time I wrote that song. He really took to that song. And then there were other songs, you know, he got 5, and then he would say something and would inspire me to write a song. And I had this collection of songs that kids seemed to like, and I started like writing songs for kids, going into my kids' classroom and playing for their class. And there's a program back home called Arts Bridge, and they basically hire artists to go into schools and all that. And I started doing that. Our daughter, she's now 10, Sophia, she has severe food allergies, and I saw this as a way to put out an album, and the Food Allergy Network really helped us negotiate the challenges we have with severe food allergies in our home. And we thought this was a way to raise awareness and give back to the Food Allergy Network, and we've been doing that for about 10 years now, just raising money and doing fundraisers through the kids' music, basically.
I'm as young as I'll ever be, take a good look at me. Kiss me hard with a bit of tongue. I'm as young as I'll ever be. I'm as fresh as I'll ever get. And if you blink, you'll miss it, I bet. Let's hook up before I lose my look. I'm as fresh as I'll ever get. I'm as clean as I'll ever be. I brought new shoes to this hootenanny. I brushed my head, I brushed my teeth. I'm as clean as I'll ever be. Come on, baby, make me squeak. Bring the dirty over to me. We'll roll around and act all free. Come on, baby, make me squeak. To be as old as I can be. As old as I can be. That's the goal for me. Am I as smart as I'll ever get? I never was much brainy. In school they tried to learn me, but I was drunk as I could be. And when I try to stand, I just fall down, you see. Problem was, I always had to get up and take a pee. Ain't that the drunkard's irony? To be as old as I can be. As old as I can be. sober now than I was when I started this song, because it's taken a minute or three. Ripped off a little bit of life from you and me. I guess I've done my best to say, don't wanna live my whole life in one day. I'll spread it thin, then begin again and be as old as I can be.
Hey, I would like to thank our guest, Todd Bird, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, and thank so many of you who are listening to our webcast this evening and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, thanks to you all in our studio audience for being with us and supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And now let's hear it for Todd Burge. Can you do another one for us?
All right.
You got more in you? All right. Todd Burge, folks. Give me a hand.
Through and cut it in two. Now my backyard's cut in two. They're hoping it'll bring some new folks through. I once met a traveling Texas band. They drove Route 50 to the one night stand. They said, your hills are so pretty, they're awesome and grand. Said it must be great to be a Wood County man. But when I was young and still in school, my hometown was far from cool. And everything I thought I had to understand not be taught by Wood County man. So I moved out west and started living a lot, thinking fast to get through all my new thoughts. The music was loud and the women all fast, but I was only happy while thinking about my past. Yeah, took a lot of trouble in a faraway land. Oh, to make me wanna be a Wood County man. All right. City makes a man age so fast. Seems like the doctor just slapped my ass. Slap in a blink and you're old and gray. I'm wondering how the heck time slips that way. But when I was young, still in school. My hometown. In a faraway land, oh yeah, to make me want to be a Wood County man. It took a lot of trouble in a faraway land to make me want to be a Wood County man, to make me want to die a Wood County man. Find a way to save this land and put it into some honest hands. Hand it on down to my newborn son. He can grow up to be a Wood County man.
Thank you, everybody.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Todd Burge for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at WookoutAmerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex. Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.